Last fall, Investigative Post exposed the subpar training Buffalo police receive in the use of force and firearms, the exact kind of training needed to prevent a Ferguson-type tragedy. Those concerns have grown in the wake of the deaths of two men of color, Wardell Davis in February and Jose Hernandez Rossi last week after encounters with police. The department's use of force training involves a multiple-choice test, whose 10 questions can include: the use of pepper spray should be considered before the use of physical force. True or false?
It's stunning.
That's Steve Peraza, who co-authored a report on police community relations.
The idea that the Buffalo Police Department is not training its officers in use of force tactics more than 2 hours a year is just really stunning, especially given the context.
Law enforcement experts agree officers need to be put in real-life, high-stress scenarios in training so that they know how to respond. Paul O'Connell, a policing consultant, explains.
Just proficiency with the weapon is not sufficient. What we need is officers who make correct judgments.
The Buffalo Police firearms training was also not as hands-on as experts say it should be. Officers only had to fire a certain number of rounds at a target in a range, which doesn't prepare officers for what they'll face in real life.
You also want to develop that habit of mind that lets them identify these situations and not just answer the question, am I authorized to shoot, but should I shoot?
Mayor Byron Brown and police officials said at the time of my report last fall that they were satisfied with officer training as it was, but the department has since quietly developed plans to upgrade training in firearms and the use of force. The training will start to be more like this.
Hey, Amherst Police,
you gotta stop.
I went to Amherst to experience scenario-based training for myself. I had to make decisions about when to de-escalate situations and when to use force.
What's your handgun looks like?
Oh my gosh.
Training Captain James McNamara set up two different calls for me to respond to. And after each one, we debriefed what went right and what went wrong.
I don't want my officers to never have experienced anything like that before. By running them through training several times a year, when they experience this for real, they'll have at least done it in training.
Buffalo Police will reinstate training last offered years ago on de-escalating volatile situations using minimal force. They'll also learn how to deal with people having mental health crises and handle the psychological toll of police work. Once the department moves to its new headquarters, it will use a firearm simulator, which makes officers respond to adrenaline-inducing situations and decide whether or not to shoot at a suspect. We spoke with Lieutenant Jeffrey Rinaldo about these changes, which will be implemented later this year or early next year.
And I do agree that more reality-based is where training's heading. But it's just not something I can tell you that we're implementing tomorrow. Any type of additional training we can afford makes sense. The issue comes down to the time, availability, and money.
Some of the city's elected officials have downplayed the need for improved training on the grounds Buffalo hasn't had anyone die during an encounter with police in recent years. Given two deaths in 3 months, the issue of officer training may take on greater urgency. For WBFO News, I'm Daniela Porat with Investigative Post.